Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Who Was Changed and Who Was Dead by Barbara Commons. First published in 1954, today's book is all about selfishness, madness, and picturesque English villages. Who Was Changed and Who Was Dead is set in an idyllic English village in Warwickshire and follows the Willowweed family in their large country house. The book begins with a flood. Mud and ducks are flowing through the ground floor of the grand house. Cantankerous and eccentric grandmother Willowweed yells at her servants while clutching at her ear trumpet. Her grandchildren play in the puddles and float little boats through the dining room, while her idle son, Eben, takes the rowboat out to explore and dead animals float by the windows. The reader learns that the children's mother is dead and Eben lost his job as a journalist and is now dependent on his mother's money. He claims to be spending his days educating his children, but he spends most of his time mooching about and occasionally sleeping with the baker's wife. The floodwaters subside, but then the villagers, one by one, are overtaken by violent fits, leading to bloody and gory deaths. First, the miller drowns himself, and then the butcher slits his own throat. One funeral after another takes place in the village as they turn on one another, trying to understand who or what is causing the madness and deaths. And as the title suggests, who will be changed and who will be dead? Who Was Changed and Who Was Dead is a very strange little book. It starts in a familiar English countryside way, very similar to an Enid Blyton or an Agatha Christie, with descriptions of old houses and gardens and rivers during the summer. But then it begins to turn really quite grotesque, alongside the nice descriptions, as it delves deeper into decay, death and disgust. Now, this book was originally banned when it was first released in 1954, so someone must have decided it was in very poor taste. It's not like a usual mystery book. There's no investigation of a crime, but rather a series of vignettes as the point of view follows one character after another. The tyrannical grandmother, the layabout egocentric father, and the one seemingly sensible person, the eldest grandchild, Emma. But it also takes detours with the servants and other people in the village. While the mystery of the madness afflicting the village is explored, this is only one of a few plots running through the book. But alongside the pretty pastoral descriptions and gore, the story is laugh-out-loud funny. The writer paints her characters cruelly, and no one is above reproach, all with their own horrible traits and moral ambiguities. Now, if you know anything about mass hysteria, the cause of the madness in the village will not be a surprise to you, but for me this wasn't the point of the book. Rather, I enjoyed entering the heads of this strange little village and its eccentric but very human characters. So if you like quaint English villages, dry and scathing character studies, death, madness and witticisms, I recommend Who Was Changed and Who Was Dead by Barbara Commons. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.